I want to share just a few thoughts with you before we come and give our needs to the Lord. What we want to do this morning is we want to make Easter an experience. We want to come to the cross, give God our prayer requests and our needs. And so what you have before you in the chair, piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, you know, across from you or beside you or somewhere. And what I want you to do this morning is I want you to put in a need in your life. That may be how to get along with your neighbor, how to get along with somebody at work. Maybe you have a health need. Maybe there's something in your life that you wish God would do for you. And we would like you to bring your prayer request to the Lord today, and we're going to do it after I share a little devotional. We're going to spend some time worshiping. The worship team will come up, and we'll just be singing, and during that time, you'll be coming forward and placing your little paper, your prayer request, face down into the basket at the foot of the cross. This is your way of coming to the Lord today and saying, Lord, here is my need today. We want you to bring your needs to the Lord. Now, if for some reason you're more comfortable just remaining where you are, you may remain just where you are and just be in a spirit of worship. But as the Lord lays upon your heart, we're inviting you to come. Bring your needs to the Lord. Say, Lord, this is what I would like for you to do. This is the need of my heart today. And so we want truly to make this a time where you also meet with God and give Him your heart. God has done His part. He's given us of Himself. He gave us His Son, Jesus. Now He's asking that in turn we would give Him ourselves as well and give Him our needs. And so I'll give you that opportunity in a moment. And what we're going to do once we start singing in some worship songs, worship choruses, is you feel ready just to come, and just come and place it down here, and preferably start a little more from the back, come forward, make your way back, and I know it'll be organized confusion, but God loves organized confusion. He can take it. He just wants us all just to rush to the cross and come to Himself. So here's a verse for the day. Awesome verse. I couldn't shake this verse. It was just so powerful in my spirit. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? What a tremendous Easter promise. He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? I'm going to share just a few little bad day things that I've shared with you before, but just bear with me, because it just sort of falls into the theme I'm looking at. You know, it's going to be a bad day when you wake up in the hospital all broken and bruised, and your insurance agent tells you that your accident policy covers falling off the roof, not hitting the ground. Now, it's going to be a bad day when you call suicide prevention and they put you on hold. You know, you're going to have a bad day when your twin sister forgets your birthday. You know, you're going to have a bad day when your income tax check bounces. You know, you're going to have a bad day when you put both contact lenses in the same eye. We've all had bad days. A fortune teller studied the hand of a young man and told him, "You will be poor and very unhappy till you're 37 years old." The young man said, "Well, after that, what will happen? Will I be rich and happy?" And the fortune teller said, "No, you'll still be poor, but you'll be used to it by then." Well, we have a God who wants to give us all things. How will He not also, along with Him, give us all things? Look at that verse. He who did not spare His own Son. The word spare means to hold back. He didn't hold back His own Son. Look at the possessive pronoun, own. It was His own Son. The intimacy, the oneness that was there, His own Son. He gave Him up. And if He gave what was the most costliest, when He gave the best, will He not also give the lesser? If He gave us that much, will He not give us the rest? along with Him. Give us all things. Those two words, all things, are very important. Say those two words with me. All things. Do you actually believe God will give you, quote, all things? What does that mean? Well, we have to go back a few verses to verse 28 to get a full grasp of why he used the term all things. Look at verse 28 of Romans 8. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. Now, the last time I checked the word all, it meant all. That means good and bad. God takes all things and works them for His purpose. Now, there's some pretty bad stuff that happens in this world. And the Bible says God can work even through the bad things to work out His purpose. Malcolm Muggeridge, who used to be an atheist, and then he studied the resurrection story and finally came to become a believer and became a defender of the Christian faith. He was a Christian journalist who died in 1990. And for those who are really serious biblical Christians, listen to this insight. He says, contrary to what might be expected, I look back on experiences that at the time seemed especially desolating and painful. And I look at them with particular satisfaction. Indeed, I can say with complete truthfulness that everything I have learned in my 75 years in this world, everything that has truly enhanced and liked my experience, has been through affliction and not through happiness, whether pursued or attained. In other words, if it ever were possible to eliminate affliction from our earthly existence by means of some drug or medical mumbo-jumbo, the result would not be to make life delectable, but to make it too trivial to be endured. This, of course, is what the cross of Christ signifies. It is the cross more than anything else that has called me inexorably to Christ. Think of your life lessons that you have learned. When did you learn them? In hard times. I never grew deeper in Jesus through a happy pill. I haven't found it yet. It hasn't happened to me. I've always grown deeper in Jesus through a painful experience. And so God takes even those things to draw us nearer and dearer to Himself. The Bible says that in all things God works. The word for works is the Greek word synergai. Synergo, which means synergy in English, which means to work together, to weave together, to blend together, to operate cooperatively. Now, a number of years ago, Rachel and I did some canning. We threw in some chopped cucumbers. We threw in some chopped onions. We threw in some chopped peppers. We threw in some chopped celery. We threw in some vinegar, dry mustard, and sugar. Now, if I took each individually on its own, you normally won't see me sitting eating dry mustard. I normally don't sit there and chew on onions. I don't usually sit there and sip on vinegar. You take all those things, you blend them together, and you boil it, and what do you get? Homemade relish. Ah! But the only way to get homemade relish is to chop it, blend it, put it under some heat, and out comes this beautiful homemade relish. Yes, you're welcome to our house. That is synergy. Blending everything together for the ultimate good. And some of you may have been sipping a lot of vinegar lately, or eating some dry mustard, or you feel like there's been a lot of tears from onions that have been in your life. And they're very real. They're very real. There's only one who can take what's happening in your life and work it in a way to accomplish His a purpose in your life. God can take all things to work for His purpose, to be conformed to His Son, Jesus. I've never been at an assembly plant. But this, I can just picture going to Detroit, seeing this huge building covering acres of land. At the one end, I see trucks backing up and unloading windshields, chassis, wiring, instrument panels, steering wheels, engines, transmissions, and all kinds of stuff I don't recognize. At the other end of the building, I see a new car rolling out. What happened in between? A whole lot of bending, a whole lot of shaping, a whole lot of pressing together, a whole lot of stuff being processed, synergy, and out comes my brand new Buick. But look what it took to get that Buick. A lot of stuff that on its own wouldn't do me any good. But God has a way of blending it all together that when I'm done, I look more like Jesus. That is God's purpose in my life for all things. So in Christ, when I put myself in His hands, I allow Him to come to my heart, He will, as my Master, as my Lord, He will come. Take all those things in my life. He will bend and shape and press and put under heat. And when I'm done, the life of Jesus will come through my life. With that understanding of verse 28, I can then come to verse 32 and say, He will give me, quote, all things, that which will accomplish His will. He takes all things to work for good. Now, there's two words for good in the Greek language. Kalos, which means good to the senses. Snickers bars are really good. Really good. To the senses. But not for my diabetes. Boy, they're good to my senses. On the other hand, there's another Greek word, agathon, which means that which is morally or practically good, like Buckley's cough syrup, which tastes terrible, but is good for you. It works. Tastes terrible, but it works. That's the word that is easier. By the way, agathon is where you get the name agatha, if there's any agathas here. Agatha means that which is morally and practically good. Wonderful name. God will take everything. Everything in your life. And He has a way of weaving it and bringing out a higher purpose through that. That's why I put my trust in Jesus, because no one else can do that for me. I read of a farmer who had an orange grove, and he was doing a tour. Some visitors coming through. They wanted to see the various orange groves. So he took them through various groves. And it was a very dry season. And the orange trees were starting to wither. And then he brought them to his own orange grove. And he said, now I want you to notice that in my orange grove, the trees still look pretty healthy. And I'll tell you how I did that. He said, when those trees were younger plants, I held back some of the water. Everybody was busy watering their little trees as I held back my water. And I allowed those little trees to go deeper to look for moisture in the ground. And he says, now that the trees are older, and when it gets dry, and all the other orange groves start to wither, he says, mine can last about 2 weeks longer because their roots are deeper. And that's why they're still green and bearing fruit. You've been downtown Calgary, and they've wrecked some buildings. They're going to do a new high-rise. It's amazing how far down they have to go before they can go up. And you get all this barricade around the block, and you look, and way down there, it looks like they've bored a hole to China. They're way down there, digging a foundation, putting piles way down there. And I understand that the higher the building, the deeper the foundation has to be. Isn't that true of the Christian life? The more I have to be like Jesus, the deeper God has to take me in the experiences of life. So I would encourage you that if you're going through a hard time, God is able to take those things and work all things for your good. That which is morally and practically pure, that you'll become more like Jesus. Knowing that, we come now then to again verse 32. He who did not hold back his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also along with him, with Jesus, graciously give us all things? All things that will bring us to that deeper purpose for Jesus Christ. With that in mind, we just want to take the next 15 minutes. We just want to worship our Lord. We just want to focus on Him. We want to bring Him our prayer request and say, Lord, bring me deeper. Lord, work out Your purpose. Lord, here's my cancer. Lord, here's my broken home. Lord, here are my broken finances. Lord, here's my broken spirit. Whatever it is, let's bring that to the Lord and say, Lord, I want You to work deeper in my life through that. I need You to be working my life. So if there's a need, write on that piece of paper, bring it to the Lord. Now let's just surrender. Let's just make this a time of surrender and worship. God bless you as we just take the next 15 minutes. Just to allow Him just to shape and work in our lives. And bring us hope, bring us life. So if the worship team wants to come up and come and bring your requests. As we start to worship, just get into your seat, come forward, lay your requests in front of the cross, face down the basket. Allow God to give you all that which is good. God bless you as you give yourselves to the Lord and worship Him.